R2889 page 318. Words of cheer and encouragement. Dear Brother Russell, after a thankful and to me blessed perusal of the last issue of Watchtower, I want to state that I have truly come out of Babylon, since I read the very first tower that ever came into my hands March 15 and April 1, 1900. So powerful was the impression made upon me by it that I was then, and have been ever since convinced of these great truths, and all my former doubts are satisfied forever. Now I realize what the Blessed Master meant by the words, "The truth shall make you free." Regarding churches in general, when I think of the good, conscientious Christians, many of whom I would fain emulate and think of seeming to be better than they, I feel very much troubled and very humble. Nevertheless, I can never believe their way again. I often think of the church at Allegheny, and wish I might enjoy the blessing of meeting with you all at times. The lesson on patient endurance, and that on duty love in May 1st Tower, are my constant study. I was a member of the Episcopal Church. Our minister has called time and again and kindly solicited my return. I have deferred telling him of my change of views only out of consideration for him, as he has been deep in affliction the past year, and when I look at his kind face and think how I may hurt him, I cannot but forbear. This is my standpoint at present. Do not think I am ashamed to own my Lord, oh, no. I am watching my opportunity, which will be soon, I believe. I have distributed tracts to many, having myself enjoyed the blessed truths revealed in them. Truly God assisted you to write them. I thank you for their precious lessons. When I think of my unworthiness, and humble station, and realize what great things the good Lord has called me to, can I do aught but press onward to the attainment of the high mark? May God bless and strengthen you in preparing the marginal references you contemplate for the new Bible. Pray for me that I may do all for him that I can find to do. Yours in the Master. Mrs. R. L. Jones, Ohio. I am glad, dear sister, to note that you are tender-hearted and trust that when, in withdrawing, you announce your present position to the minister and members of the church, it will be worded kindly, inoffensively. See the withdrawal letters which we supply free for this purpose, sufficient for all the church membership. But, dear sister, when you feared to cause pain and disappointment to an earthly minister and friend, did you forget the friend above all others, the Lord, and his smile of approval? Remember the poet's words. Oh, let no earth-born cloud arise to hide thee from thy servant's eyes. Let us see to it, dear sister, that the Lord's approval has first place in our hearts. Editor. Dear Brother Russell, our volunteer rally yesterday was a success every way respecting the amount of work done and the spiritual blessings received. The Lord was evidently with us paving the way, and the interest manifested by the friends from surrounding towns who came to help in the harvest work was certainly strengthening and encouraging to us here, and the meeting together of all after the day's work was edifying in the extreme. That our hopes and aims are one, was beautifully brought out in the testimonies, praise, prayers, and thanks, and it was manifest that the Holy Spirit was in our midst. It was spontaneous combustion, so to speak, and the afternoon was not half long enough to give all an opportunity to voice their gratitude for blessings received, and for being privileged to do something for Jesus in the volunteer work. We realized how we had been called and thus far led, and that if we continue to walk faithfully, nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God. Brother Russell and his helpers, and all of the Lord's children everywhere were remembered in our prayers. The number engaged in tract distribution was 79, as follows: from Tiffin, 19 FT. Wayne, 6 Auburn, 1 Ypsilanti, 3 Battle Creek, 1 PT. Clinton, 5 Detroit, 3 Fostoria, 2 Bowling Green, 1 Ottawa Lake, 1 Findlay, 1 Toledo, 36 total, 79. Tracts distributed, about 5,000 churches served, about 55. The weather was extremely hot, harvest weather just the sort to ripen wheat, and the volunteers proved themselves veterans, and turned up smiling. R2889 page 319, and content, receiving ample pay in the mysterious blessing that comes over one when handing out tracts. Certainly the Lord is our strength in all our ways. We feel satisfied so far as the day's work went, and know the Lord will bless it in his own time and way. Praying that the Lord will further bless us with his grace, we are, dear brother, in the harvest work. The Toledo class, Ohio. Dear Brother Russell, just a line to thank you for the gospel truth as I believe Christ would have us know it, and which I have received at your hand. I think I have made good use of the tracts sent me a few months ago. Since that time I have learned of the meeting place of the brethren in Liverpool and got a blessing. My family are members of the Methodist Church, to which I am attached, but now I see the gospel in a different light, thank God. With the help of prayer, I am trying to do a little of the Lord's work among my shipmates, many of whom are skeptics. I am trying to convince them of a living God and a future judgment. Please let me know if there is a meeting place in or around Boston that I can attend while my ship is in port. I am willing to be at your service in delivering God's word, in the shape of tracts or magazines at church doors or meetings of any kind in Liverpool or Boston. God bless you in the work of spreading the true gospel throughout this wicked world. I pray His kingdom come and His will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Your loving brother in Jesus. James H. Wallace, England. My dear brother, I have at last decided to give up all, and I have prayed earnestly for help to make the surrender complete. God forbid that it should be otherwise. My contract in the business indicated above insurance will expire in November next, but I want to be wholly occupied in a better work long before that time. In fact, I can't hold my tongue now. I must declare the light I have found through your help in the scriptures. These are now my delight, where before they were uninteresting, though I have been a member of the Missionary Baptist Church for 23 years, and a deacon 14 years, but I will send in my letter of withdrawal soon. I have been a leader in the Reform Party in politics, in this state, for 10 years, and have held many positions of trust but have found that a failure, and will give it up. Have been a drawing speaker, but my voice is nearly gone, hence I will have to supplement it with literature in spreading this good news so little known in these parts. I am willing to take a very humble place in the ranks because of my extreme unworthiness and the lateness of the hour. I have seen in some of your literature that you have colporteurs for Millennial Dawn, and other works. Write me terms and full particulars, also any help you can give me on my spiritual condition. Yours thankfully, H. L. Bryan, Texas.